The question was asked about ascending to the Temple Mount. So we have to know a few things introductory. The Temple Mount has different levels of holiness, and depending on the levels of holiness, we have limitations. We know in the Holy of Holies, only the high priest would go, and then you have the holy, and then it progressively gets lighter and lighter. Now, we say there are different types of spiritual defilements, also known as tum'ah. We are all tamei met, we are all defiled by corpses, because we've all come in contact with a cemetery or stuff like that. You think not, I'll prove to you yes. Yeah. Well, any metal object that goes into a cemetery gets the tum'ah of the cemetery. Have you been careful what pens you've touched? I don't think so. You only touch your own pen and your own watch, right? Okay, so at any rate, you as a Kohen have been super careful. No, you have to be careful, because any time a person comes in contact with a corpse, it's another biblical prohibition for a Kohen. Sure, you have to be careful, but I'm saying we're all tamei met. In malasot. We're all tamei met. I am very happy that you're very careful about it, and you have to be very careful about it. But we're still tamei met. So that's one limitation. And then there are other tumot which we might have. So we're limited. Now, we don't know exactly how the temple was formed up there. We look at the Dome of the Rock. We look at this wall, which we're not sure which wall it is, the western wall, which there were a few walls in the temple. And it's not so clear how the temple was formed. There are at least two, probably three or four opinions as to how to draw the map up there, as to how the temple was situated between north, south, east, west, between all the walls, etc. Now, so one issue we have is that we're not clear on where the boundaries that would limit us in our ascent to the temple are. The second issue we have is a question of whether the holiness of the temple remained after the destruction or not. Be that as it may, our custom is that we do not ascend the Temple Mount. One reason we don't ascend the Temple Mount is because we assume that it still has that holiness. And the second reason is because we don't know exactly how to draw that map once it has that holiness. We're not sure how to draw that map. So now there will be people who will argue, but according to all opinions of the map, there are still territories up there which we know are out of all the maps that you could draw, and still no one's been going up there. Shouldn't we go up there? So that, I heard Rav Avram say that no one ever did it. He said he's seventh generation, I think, in Jerusalem. His family came up to Israel in the time of the Gra, to the old city. He said that to President Bush, when he went to meet President Bush before the Accords, so the first President Bush, senior, he came into President Bush and stood in front of him in Hebrew. Now, Rav Avram was this tall, very short man, okay? And he stood there in his black hat and garb, and he said in Hebrew, he said, tell him that I'm seventh generation. I live in a house. I live in Jerusalem, in the old city. And my grandfather and his grandfather and his grandfather going back, we all lived here. This is our land. So he said that the custom always was that no one went up there. He said sometimes animals would run astray from their flock onto that side of the mountain. It was known that they would wait for an Arab to bring it back. They would not go on that side of the mountain. And he felt it was wrong. Approximately 20 some odd years ago, over 20 years ago, this goes back about 25 years ago, Rabbi Dr. Mordechai David Tendler Shlita tried to put together a panel of rabbis to ensure that people ascend the Temple Mount. At the time, Rabbi Avram Shapiro was chief rabbi of Israel. Rav Mordechai Leo was chief rabbi of Israel. And I heard the story from Rabbi Tendler himself. And he called on them and a few other rabbis to come to a meeting to put together a declaration that people have to start going up the Temple Mount. And after he put together this whole thing and he set a date and he set a location, he showed up to the meeting and they didn't show up. Rav Avram didn't show up, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu didn't show up, meaning there was a large contingency of rabbis who just didn't agree with him. He felt they should all sign on this, and they didn't agree that they should all sign on this. Rav Avram held, you should not go up. So if you're asking me, should a person go up or not, every person can ask their rabbi. If you're asking me what you asked, what did Rav Avram hold? So from what I know, Rav Avram held, you should not go up.